Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So I'm going to ask you, hot or not. There's a guy that did something for his girl, and I can't tell if it's a good thing or not. So hot or not coming up. But first, let's talk about Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman putting a new twist on Date Night. Sources tell me that they are getting Botox together. Hey, babe, it's Botox Day. Oh, yeah, gosh, already? All right, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. I assume Nicole's the one that presented that to him,
I don't know. I mean, they both look amazing. Yeah. So I'm not going to judge. Right. You know, you do you.
Whatever
Keith
works.
Keith and Nicole, exactly. A lot of people, especially because we're in the Northeast, didn't necessarily grow up listening to country music, but we all landed here. So it's interesting to see where some even big time country artists, how, you know, like what they used to listen to growing up, including Matt Ramsey from Old Dominion, who did not grow up listening to country.
I mean, as a teenager, I was a Soundgarden guy and a Pearl Jam guy. It was like that whole Seattle scene was just magical to me. Nirvana, all that was happening.
Which is funny because you hear their music and it doesn't sound that much like that, right? It's not grungy. I would think more like Eric Church might have been influenced that way.
That's funny. What kind of music did you first grow up listening to?
I just kind of listened to whatever my sisters did at first. Yeah. And then eventually.
That's kind of what you do when you're the younger kid, right?
Yeah. You're totally influenced by them. But then once I listened to country music, it was like, that was it. That was it for me. You know, it's funny because there's always a song that kind of draws you in. And we'll talk about that another day because I have to get to the story first. Okay. All right. So this is the hot or not story. Okay. So listen to this and tell me hot or not. So this Texas guy, he's getting married. And he, maybe overshot his expectations with buying the ring, and it's more money than he probably should have spent. So now he's got a lot of debt, and the wedding is tomorrow. So he robbed a bank, or at least tried to, and then the fiance sees his photo, from the surveillance footage posted on the news and stuff.
It's like,
and she's like, dude, you robbed a bank? And so part of me says, oh, that's bad. Like, you can't marry that guy. But then part of me also says, that is the sweetest thing. He robbed a bank for you.
You're on the fence?
Like, you know, how far would you go for a woman, Dave? Would you rob a bank for your lady?
Would I?
For your lady love?
Probably not. But I do think that this guy is super romantic.
It seems like a very romantic thing to do.
He's risking his whole life just being able to get the ring that he knows would make her happy.
That's right.
That's sweet.
That is sweet. That is hot. Not, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We're going with hot.
We are going with hot.